Feed Dayton's urban farming program began to form several years ago. It started with some test gardens that began as a way to support a local food ministry.
And it's a program to raise local food for the hungry of our area.
Ken Carman is the founder of Feed Dayton. He says he learned a lot from those first test gardens. Growing up, he also learned a lot from his mom, an avid gardener. So planting and growing have been lifelong pursuits.
And it kind of started the whole wheel rolling towards what has evolved to be Feed Dayton.
Then the second, their latest project is a 6,000-square-foot lot on East 5th Street. It's not easy to spot, but once you find it, the site is impressive.
And we've incorporated wide beds of about 4 feet in width and two different sections and running about 50 feet in each direction. And each of these beds will contain different crops.
Those crops include kale, collards, tomatoes, and onions. Carman says their success in the urban farming project will come by using the abundant resources in the area. Utilizing donations of horse manure, wood chips, leaves, and other materials will keep operating costs extremely low and the output high. Volunteers and partnerships with other organizations are also key.
So when I met Ken, you know, I mean, he took gardening, even in my eyes, to, I mean, vegetable gardening.
Treva Jenkins owns Breaking Ground, a landscape design and build company. Jenkins says once she saw the project, she was on board.
I've not seen an urban garden, you know, that looks like this. I mean, this is totally a piece of art, and that inspired me. I think his aspiration to provide food for the community in this way was such a vision, and it's such an aspiration, and it's such a much-needed resource that he drew me in pretty readily. So I'm very happy to be a part of it. I'm very happy to support this effort, and we just hope that we can just continue to grow it and make it be a much more viable program for the entire city.
Jenkins and Carman both see the 5th Street Garden as a learning tool for the community, an example of how urban farming can aid a city in need. Urban farming is seen as a common sense solution to maintaining the growing number of vacant lots in the city. With talk of targeting city fence lines to grow pole beans and sugar snap peas and the expansion of urban farming overall, Carman's ambitions to Feed Dayton are innovative and ambitious, but he seems up to the challenge.
Well, I think that's really what it takes to make something like this successful. It's a matter of fact that we live in a convenience-based society. And what we're trying to show or demonstrate is that you have to make gardening more convenient as well, or it's never really going to take hold the same way that it was in the past.
For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.